When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome back. Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. The Slow Jam is coming up. Don't forget about that. It's when our production director, Rocco, takes a stupid conversation, slows it down, makes us look even dumber.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun.
We got a note from... I think it's Paramount, Warner Brothers, I don't know, whoever. Whoever's behind A Quiet Place, their local firm in town, reached out to us and said, I hope that this email doesn't bring back any bad memories. But remember when you went out to New York City in March of 2020, early March of 2020, and met with the stars, John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, talked about A Quiet Place. Sorry about that drop. A Quiet Place Part 2. And it was really cool. Got to see the movie. It was, I remember really liking it. I also don't remember much of it because it was right before the fog descended upon us.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And if I recall correctly, I feel like at the time we were being told just stay on the movie. They don't want to veer from the movie. There were current events that were going on. The pandemic, no one knew what it was. Is it really serious? Is it not? And it was about a week or so later that everything got all shut down. Then, of course, John Krasinski goes on to start the Good News Show. Remember, he was doing that on Instagram?
Yes, very, very fun. Very, very lovely. Fun.
Sold it to CBS Viacom. It was a...
He's sneezing.
Just as I talk about COVID.
Weird.
I'm half-vaxxed! But, so I remember this, and getting together with them, and we did a quiet game with John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Oh, that's right.
And we're going to air it on Twin Cities Live in a few weeks.
Cute.
But I felt it got a little bit awkward with John Krasinski. I don't think he liked the game as much as Emily Blunt did. She was great.
Was he a little more serious?
It's his baby, right? He wrote and directed this movie and stars in it. And so the final question was, since it's A Quiet Place, why don't we just do a 30-second battle of silence? Let's just end in 30 seconds of unbroken silence. And so... Emily Blunt is whispering to me the whole time, this is awkward. Can we stop doing this now? Whereas John, it just felt a little more tense. But we'll put it together. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
But I think I do remember liking the movie. And so I'm excited. And it's a fun theater movie, right? With the jump scares that they have in a movie like A Quiet Place Part 2, like they had in the original Quiet Place. I think it'd be a fun return to a theater for you.
Should we... Can we listen to the...
Or is it all just quiet?
Right? It's just dead air. Here we go.
You were listening to... Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of the trailer.
So here we go. We can describe what we see. Okay. Great movie, by the way. Oh, this is the final trailer. So we see a...
Here we go.
A convenience store, a pharmacy. Uh-huh. John Krasinski's walking in. I think that's John Krasinski. He's got some oranges. This is the first one, isn't it?
That happened. Oh. A bomb.
They're watching the TV in the convenience store. Now, mayhem. Mayhem. People running in the streets. Being really quiet.
What is this, War of the Worlds?
Now there's a lady in a dress. It's Emily Krasinski, and she's got a rifle. and a rat.
I came all the way up here.
Okay.
There's nothing left.
There are people out there. People worth saving.
Nerve.
Most people had finally given up hope.
Oh, God, what was that?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God! Terrifying.
Gotta see it in the theater.
Got to.
Was there some sort of, like, animal? Like a dinosaur or something running
We
around?
Don't know.
What was it?
Could
be an alien. Yeah, there's a lot of flashbacks in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of creature on the loose, and it lives off of sound. Like, that's how it finds you.
Oh, God.
It senses you are there based on sound. Did you not see A Quiet Place Part 1?
I did not, but you know, you and I would die right away, immediately.
For sure.
We would be out there like, where is this guy? What's he doing?
Steve, yeah. He would be gone in the first 10 seconds of the movie.
I bet he's got a nice side to him. Here, monster! Come here! It's good. Grant, you should see the first one. It's well done. Did you see the movie Bird Box?
Yes, loved it.
Okay, similar stakes there, but instead of taking away your sight, they are taking away your sound, your ability to make any noise.
Nice.
This one, they have a lot of callbacks to and flashbacks setting it up. So now I'm just remembering that. For the first time, I'm remembering
that. How about that? See, it's all coming back to you.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Great.
So check it out.
Yeah, very good. Stranger Things Season 4, I believe we have a teaser
for I'm all over this. Stranger I love this Things. Show.
I like it a lot, too. Because I like the kids.
Are they going to be adults by the time we see them?
They're 40 years old.
When was the last time that we had Stranger Things?
Two years ago.
And then there are so many questions I have with this. All right, you guys, I'm ready to go.
All right, here's Stranger Things, and then we'll...
After what felt like an eternity
of waiting. Oh,
come on, lady.
Nope, here we go.
Hey, lady.
Nope, here we go. They gave me two of them in the article. I think we have the correct one right here.
Okay, the clock is on 3. Kids crawling around on the floor, playing Plinko and chess. I don't like that.
Magic 8-Ball.
Mm-hmm. There are some spikes.
Clearly like in a test.
They're like
tests.
In a mental hospital
or
something.
Yeah, test subjects of some sort.
Just little kids crawling around in a cold room. There's a creepy guy walking. We just see his back.
Good morning, children.
Good morning.
Good morning, Papa.
Good morning. Papa.
How are you today?
Good, Papa.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Because today, I have something very special planned for you.
And the door has a number 11 on it.
11? Are you listening?
That's where she came from. Cool.
Yes, that's cool. Quinn. I'm
also
interested.
Remember last year, we got to go. Remember last year, they did after the season, a Stranger Things from Russia with Love, and it was this Russian hillside, snow-covered. They're all working on a train track, and then you realize that what's-his-face, Hopper, is there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be good. I don't know when it comes out, though, but we'll figure it out.
This is this dumb list that I came up with. Too dumb to ignore. Somebody put out a list of cool and uncool celebrities. I'm going to read you names. We can guess. Are they on the cool list or the uncool list? And just how high school is this list? Maybe junior high is better stated. We'll come back with a study next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MyTalk. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, everything entertainment. Donna Valentine, Steve Patterson. You want to call this a study? Make it official?
Yeah.
Okay.
Studies have shown that the microbial.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Well, BuzzFeed has gone middle school on us. We're not sure why, but they put up a poll asking if 35 completely random celebrities were cool or not cool. No middle ground. Either they're cool or they're not cool.
Got it.
Let's guess.
Play a guessing game.
Okay, I'm going to throw names out.
Okay.
You guess cool or not cool.
Okay, I'm going to guess people on BuzzFeed are probably like in their 20s and 30s, right? Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right, let's start with Jennifer Aniston. Cool or not cool?
Good question. She might be.
Is she choogy?
She's choogy. I'm going to say, but people still like her, so cool.
85% of respondents said Jennifer Aniston is cool.
Love it.
Oprah.
Oprah cool is always cool.
Or not cool.
What?
Grant's head's about to snap off of his body.
What? You guys, Oprah's not cool?
She's amazing. She's very, very talented, but I would say she's far as from hip as you can be.
Oh, so we're going hip.
Well, that's cool. What I think of cool, hip.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, like this is not a humanitarian list.
Okay, this is like who's still in.
Cool or not cool.
Who sits at the cool table if you want to use that?
Okay, so I'm going to still say Oprah is cool. You're going to say she's not, Steve?
She's cool. 75% of people think Oprah still cool. All right, here's an Oprah counterpart, kind of, sort of. Ellen DeGeneres.
Iffy because of the whole.
Oh, sure, sure.
By the way, she's living with Courtney Cox right now.
Yeah, what's with that?
I think her house is being
debugged or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Or
she bought it, she's moving, and the house isn't ready, something like that. So I guess they're friends. Okay.
I have a friend who was at Courtney Cox's house, a girl I went to college with.
Really?
And then she was cast in a Courtney Cox movie. And then I did a table read at Courtney's house.
What's her name?
Mackenzie Marsh. We had her on the Don and Steve show 3 years ago when she guest starred on Will and Grace.
She was really
the
sweet.
Reboot. Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres, cool or not cool?
Cool.
87% said uncool.
Oh, so she is uncool.
She fell off, man. She fell off. Nice. Just get this out of your system, Don. I know you know about this one. Kid Rock.
I'm mad.
91% said baba to bada bang to bang, digga digga digga, set a boogie, set up, jumps the boogie. Not cool.
What?
91% of people. I know,
he's
Grant.
He's 90s. He's
this
old.
Is tough on Grant. And Grant drives a pickup truck, so this is hitting close to home.
Yes, this guy is like the all cool. Yeah, no.
By the way, Don, I didn't tell
he's
you.
He's a white rapper, right?
Well, a little bit. White rapper.
A rock rapper.
A rock rapper.
Okay.
Grant almost killed me in the parking lot yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, he seems like a loose cannon.
Yeah, I was just coming in, crossover SUV, sensible, good mileage, and I suddenly saw this giant maroon flash.
Boom.
And he almost ran me off the road.
Almost T-boned.
I didn't even realize it was you, and then until I got a text from Grant later that said, sorry about earlier in the parking lot.
Almost ran you over.
That was you? How'd I know?
Awesome.
Okay, David Schwimmer, cool or uncool?
Not cool. Not
Schwims?
No.
69% of people said not cool.
He wasn't even cool in Friends.
No, not at all.
Hey, I love Ross.
Oh, I love Ross.
You're right. He's not cool.
But he's not being a cool in Friends.
He's an aardvark.
Yes.
All righty. Let's go with Billie Eilish. Cool or not cool?
I think she's going to lean towards cool. She's very in right now.
80% said Billie Eilish is cool.
Okay, good.
Adam Levine, drop.
Oh, come on, man. Drop. He's
so awesome looking.
He might be bordering on, he's on the fence.
Get off the fence. I need you on one side or not.
He's cool.
64% of people said.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Adam Levine is uncool.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow.
Sucked you in. Maroon 5, a little too vanilla for some people, I think. I think some people think of them as radio rock, not Nickelback. But radio rock. I think some people feel the same way about Coldplay, too. And I love both of those bands.
I think that's fair. They're hit makers.
Yes, they are.
Sue them, Susie.
You remember the Maroon 5 song? This summer's gonna hurt like a mother. Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Uh-huh. I know. It never got tons of radio play. Really great. The verse is actually better than the hook. We're playing Cool or Not Cool. This, according to a BuzzFeed.com list, Betty White, cool or not cool?
Always cool.
93% say she's cool.
Yes.
Let's see here. James Franco.
Probably bored. No, he fell off the list. He's not cool.
72% say uncool.
Wow.
The Pope.
Cool.
55% say uncool.
Oh, wow. Wow, well, enjoy your time in hell.
Donna, another one I'm going to save.
A right nice there. Old Catholic threat there.
That's the good. Catholic guilt. Grew up with it my whole life.
Yep.
Enjoy your time in hell. Angelina Jolie, cool or not cool?
People are going to say she's mostly cool.
Grant, you're saying thumbs down.
Yeah, she just hasn't, like she said a while ago, she hasn't been able to do much with all of her kids lately as much as she'd want. I think she's kind of fallen out of the...
relevant,
yeah,
department.
Relevancy. Yes, yeah, so
well,
say
she just squeaked in. 63% said she is, in fact, cool.
All right, I was wrong. Here we go.
JT, Justin Timberlake, cool or not cool?
No.
64% say not cool.
Is one question? Sorry, I noticed that the people are not cool at times tend to have a little bit of controversy around them.
Sure,
you know, like
Ellen, JT.
Kid Rock has a lot of political controversy.
Mel Gibson is on the list.
These people that aren't cool seem to be the ones that have had made a mistake recently in the last couple of years. That's all my observation is.
Yeah,
Durop.
That's a Durop observation. Mel Gibson, Dr. Phil, cool or not cool?
No.
87% said uncool. Now, if it hurts when you hit that stick on your head, why don't you just stop hitting that stick on your head? Next up, that's Dr. Phil.
How's that working for you?
And they're up. They're up. Also on the cool list, Lady Gaga, Tom Hanks, 91%.
Oh,
Adele
he's cool. Yes.
Gets a 90%. And one of my buddies, actually. I should hit him up. I'll text him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 89% say cool.
Oh,
do you
really?
Know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson once said to me in an interview,
"Oh God,
I'm going to take you to Planet Rock and make a man out of you." What did that even mean?
I don't know, but I like it.
I don't know.
That's great.
All right.
Bye now.
Okay, though.
We'll be right back with the slow jam.
Yeah. We're slow jamming. We sound even dumber at half speed. Don't miss it next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
what's going on?
That song just ended abruptly.
Oh, guys, you should have told
me,
man.
It's
Friday, you know? A little Mumford and Sons.
Oh, yeah. Woo! All right, wow. Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. You want a slow jam?
Slow it down.
This is when Rocco takes a conversation that we've had at some point during the show that he thinks is worthy of making us look...
even dumber.
Dumber, yeah. So let's see what he came up with today.
Don't you think maybe you should slow things down a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Time once again for a Donna and Steve slow jam.
Big nasty.
We're talking about
Mighty Ducks. And then what's the line?
Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Game Changers. It stresses me out a little bit.
Talk to us about that, because my assumption would be
it stresses you out.
There's less than 1% of the viewing population who felt stressed out by this. If any doctors are listening, call as always 651-241-1071. Donna, the floor is yours.
The fact that they're going up again, so there's...
Oh, boy. Listen to her breathing, Don. Heavy breathing.
So stressful. So this, especially like I'm trying to imagine being a mom. And, like, seeing my kid with this group of terrible hockey players, I'm just a little stressed out by that. They come out, everybody's got these clean uniforms and flags and beautiful skates.
If you're just tuning in... Donna is not talking about some crime mystery show that has her feeling stressed out. She's talking about Mighty Ducks Game Changers, rated G, now available on Disney Plus.
Aw, you did best. That was another Donna and Steve slow jam.
When you hear it backed on at half speed.
Yeah, it makes me really want to examine my thoughts before speaking.
Yes.
But
you have a hair trigger towards stress and secondhand embarrassment.
Yes. Yes, because these kids in Mighty Ducks, for those of you who may not.
Oh, here we go.
Just listen, man. All right. Linda.
Linda.
Listen.
All right.
Okay, so what happened was these kids don't even have uniforms. They're wearing like baseball catcher helmets and bike helmets instead of actual
oven mitts and things.
Yes, they're wearing oven mitts on their hands and they're going up against these big kids who are going to check the crap out of them, right?
But a standard episode of Dateline where they're trying to find out where the blood spot came from. Okay, good for you.
To catch
at
a
predator.
At least
I know what I'm getting into. You know what I mean?
Because I got to tell you, I know what you mean, sister. We all feel that way because that Game Changers Mighty Ducks reboot bait and switch, when they didn't give the kids the nice uniforms, I was like, well, wait a minute. What are we even getting into here, gang? We pressed pause. We had a family conversation. Do we want to go down this road? Said no one on planet Earth.
I love how she says they're going to play guys that are bigger and going to check them. And a line from the original movie is they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster.
Oh,
they have
yeah.
more facial hair.
Okay.
So,
I guess I didn't watch the first one.
It pulls back. So that whole idea of what you're describing
is... It's like
is
Bad News Bears, you
exactly.
know?
Yeah. It's what the setup from the movie.
Okay. It stressed me out. That's all.
That's
because
okay.
here's this mom. She can't even find like a decent hockey rink for them to practice in. You know, she's...
It's still going strong. I think we're seven episodes in.
Do they
six
have
or seven.
Uniforms yet?
They have uniforms. Yeah, they got their official The Don't Bothers uniforms.
And that's mm-hmm. so dumb. When they came up with that name, The Don't Bothers, I'm like, really? That is so bad. Bad. Call yourselves, like, I don't know, the Munchkins, the
Don't say Munchkins,
the
you'll
donuts.
Get canceled.
Okay, you're right. I don't know.
I don't know what's
the donuts,
appropriate.
The,
oh, you
know,
they
devils.
Used to call the Lowe's little donuts in Pittsburgh smidgets.
Oh, that's cute. Oh.
Like just a little smidge. Just the
okay.
donut holes.
Like the Munchkins.
Careful.
They're Dunkin' Donuts, Munchkins.
Lollipop yes. kids.
Save it for court. You're going to court.
Is that all he did for us?
No, we've got one more, actually.
Oh, no.
You want to hear it?
Not really. Please let it feature Steve. Okay.
Don't you think maybe you should slow things down a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Time once again for Adonna and Steve Slow Jam.
What a voice he has.
Beautiful.
According to a new study...
Uh-oh, Adonna.
One-third of people say their cars are so full of junk. There's really no room for passengers. What?
Whoa.
That's a lot of crap.
That's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
This is great.
You go.
Send us the Marconi. You go first, please.
Remember the last time I actually cleaned it is when I found all those acorns.
Oh, right, yes.
It was like winning the jackpot at Mystic Lake.
You did the best. That was another Donna and Steve slow jam.
Oh, sorry, Donna.
It's also out of context. You know what I mean?
I don't know how much it helps. So as you can see, when they play us at half speed, there are sometimes when in a segment, we both realize a minute too late that we don't have a ton to say about it. As we slowly repeat each other, that's a lot of crap. That is a lot of crap. You go. Like winning the jackpot at Mystic Lake. You mean because all the acorns fell out?
When I lifted the seat and it was just like ding, 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 all over the floor. Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, Rocco. That's very funny.
Fantastic job, Rocco.
I don't know that we need to keep this feature.
I think we do.
We do. We got a good response. A couple listeners. I got some emails from listeners who were very happy to see it came back. So I think we're going to have to keep it around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and by the way, I was listening to a podcast the other day. And, you know, for those who don't know, the original way that we stumbled on this was Donna was listening to a podcast. I think it was maybe Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
That's exactly right.
And she was like, wow, he was talking so fast. Like, it was hard to keep up. Something like that. She had it at 1.5 speed.
Yeah, and, like, and really he's just like, okay, and then this would happen. And I'm like, why?
And I said, Donna, he wasn't hyped up. You hit 1.5 speed accidentally. And then while we were on a remote shoot doing the show, and then we realized, oh, you can go halftime, which I had accidentally done a couple times before, and it was so funny hearing people. So then we did it with our show, and then we started having some more fun with it. So it all comes from that. But it is amazing to me, having just accidentally done it in the car the other day, how funny it is when people's voices saying anything slowed down is
so
really
great.
Enjoyable.
You know what would be fun to hear is what? The walrus's voice slowed down. Have you heard this, Grant? Have you heard the walrus?
No, you guys talked about it in the first hour a couple days ago, right?
We got to get Don to share the walrus with him.
Yeah, because it's on our YouTube, I think.
Oh, okay.
But this walrus is hilarious.
The walrus sounds kind of like the tide stain on the shirt.
it's so
kind of like that, but much more guttural, like you think a walrus would sound. That is really what they
sound
like.
A little bass to him more, huh? Oh, that's cool.
And then he goes, la, 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 la. Oh, so good.
The one thing I did notice on TikTok, going back to TikTok from hour one, and hearing these voices, you do find some pretty darn good impressions on there.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And especially Frank Caliendo does a bit there where he teaches you, like, that's who I'll follow. I will follow Frank Caliendo because he teaches you, I'm not good at impersonating people. I am decent at impersonating people's impersonations.
Okay.
I wouldn't just listen to someone and be able to do the impression. It's more, I hear somebody else's impression. So Frank Caliendo teaches you the cadence to do a Robert Downey Jr. And then he teaches you the cadence to do a Barack Obama, which is that talk real slow at the beginning and speed it up at the end. But he teaches you different ways to really punch it. And so I did have fun looking at impressions. And then there was this one woman who did 20 impressions. They do like a minute challenge. How many impressions can you do in a minute? And then it's bang, bang, bang. The big thing on TikTok also is making it look like the camera just moved into that room. And they're like, quick, as many impressions in 60 seconds. Harrison Ford. And it's obviously all set up, but this movement into the room is how they get you. So it looks like TikTok never stops moving.
So on TikTok, do you start and stop and start and stop?
You can.
And then you just put them back to back to back.
Yeah, you can edit it within TikTok. There's also another app called InShot, which, by the way, is where my home video of the Disney vacation was held hostage. Oh. I just want you to know, after so much effort yesterday, I was able to do an 8:30 p.m. viewing of the Patterson family Disney vacation. It was great. It was 36 minutes. It was a good
time.
But
you got it done.
I got it done. No, I don't say it. Actually, I do. I'm in it for the applause. Have you seen my drawings?
Oh, jeez.
All right.
You do really good presidential impressions.
Yeah, you're good,
You're
Steve.
Very good at those. I enjoy them.
Hey, someday, Yabs, your boy, might be running for office.
Oh.
Big nasty 2028.
Oh, gosh. All right. Whatever. I don't know. Okay. We got to go. Hey, our Facebook question today is in honor of moms. We want to know how you would describe the ideal Mother's Day. This is for our moms. We'll get to that in our final stretch coming up next on My Talk. Hey, final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Woo! Steve, you got big plans this weekend?
You know what? Not really. I'll probably mark the ground where I'm going to plant my trees. I don't even have a plan to smoke any meat this weekend.
What?
Maybe I'll just chill.
Who are you?
That's a new concept to you. Just relaxing?
You're not.
You know,
chill.
maybe. Oh, no. Well, what I'd like to do is get the kids out of the house at some point tomorrow. And then my wife can just have a little time there. And then whatever she would like her Sunday to look like is what we want her Sunday to look like.
Nice.
How about you guys? Any big plans?
Hey, thanks a lot for asking.
Yeah, I felt obliged.
Nope. Thank you. I'm going to finish my DIY project, actually.
Oh, the patio lights.
Yes.
Did you get started?
No.
So you're going to be pouring concrete.
Correct.
Into planters.
Yes.
With wooden posts.
Yeah.
And then draping lights from it.
Yes.
Who'd you get this idea from?
Don't worry about it. My friend Amy. She's a big DIYer. She and her husband are going to help me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Amy Blames?
Yep.
Oh, that's really nice.
Grant, how about yourself?
I'm going to, we have to, you know, Lily and I have to go with to kind of see both our moms. So we're going to sneak in a little visit to both of them, probably bring them some flowers. Lily's mom's been helping us out with a couple financial things. So we really want to try to do something nice for her. But my big thing is, you know, I always tell you guys, Lily keeps these dogs, even though they're dogs, she is their mother and she does everything for them. So I'm going to try to surprise her with something that I'm not going to say on air, but I've got a real nice surprise because she might be listening for her setup.
It's going to be another dog.
No.
Done. Honey, I bought you a teacup Clydesdale.
She wants a rabbit really bad. We already have three dogs and a hamster. Now she really wants a rabbit.
I always worry about dogs and rabbits because it's their natural instinct to want to chase them.
Yeah, but we have that little hamster and he crawls all over the dogs and they don't like mess with him. So they kind of know, like, if you're in our little tribe, our little circle, you're pretty cool. It's kind of nice.
You have a hamster.
Yeah.
What's its name?
Larry David. We're big fans of
we call
him LD, Larry David.
What do you put sawdust at the bottom of his cage? What is that stuff?
It's like shredded. I don't know because that's the one. I call it a rodent. Sorry,
it is a rodent.
I won't help clean that cage.
It's not offensive. It actually is.
If you call Donna a rodent, hurtful. If you call hamster a rodent. Applicable.
It's like a ripped up little tissue paper type stuff that they put on the bottom that can burrow in, but it's one of those things that she loves them and I'm all for it, but I told her, I'm like, you will get very little help from me with this one because I don't really prefer rodents in the house as a pet.
Oh.
That's my thing.
I do. They are super cute. It's just the tail that grosses me out.
Yeah, it's very rat-like.
And their feet are very like suction cuppy.
Yeah,
you know?
Pink and sticky.
And when they get like all that food gathered up on their sides and it's like, what, where did they just, we'll put a little plate of food out and all of it will just be jammed up
in their face.
In their face. And all of a sudden.
Are we still talking about hamsters or uncles? What are we doing here?
Hamsters. Hamsters. But yeah, something nice for Lily. How about, well, we didn't get any responses from our listeners?
Of course, we did. We got, we said, what's calling all moms out there? Describe the ideal Mother's Day. Rachel said, I'm not a mom, but I'm very excited to be able to see my mom this weekend for the first time since Christmas of 2019.
Wow.
Can't wait to hug her. Amy says, when my kids were little, a day without my kids. With adult kids, a full day with them.
See what I'm saying, Steve?
That's it. It's life cycle, I was thinking, stage of life.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, of course moms are going to say, I want to spend time with my kids. And you're like, hell no. And I thought of my own sister, whose kids are now in their 20s, and that's all she wants, is to spend time with them.
Lou Ann says, a girl's vacation to Santa Fe with my daughter, my granddaughter, sister, and niece. That is where we are right now. It's the best.
Nicole said, empty the house and lock the door. Wine, book, bath.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
A weekend girls trip to Florida or the Caribbean with them all getting along for a change.
Oh, that's nice. Bobby said, 5 minutes with my kids and all day without them. But then I woke up and realized that will never happen.
Gail said, I just experienced it. My daughter survived a stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
Gives Mother's Day a brand new perspective.
Wow. Wow.
No kids fighting and anything that doesn't require me having to do double the cleanup on Monday because I, quote, had the day off on Sunday, says Callie.
Hmm. Oh, Cynthia wants to go up to Duluth altogether. Laura wants to go on a 50-mile bike ride alone.
Oh, alone.
Yeah, she's a group cycle instructor at the Y.
Oh, getting into a friendly but aggressive slap fight with my neighbor. I misread that one. Sorry, it said brunch, mimosa, spa, nap.
What the heck was that? Weird. Aww. Oh, Angie wants to go on a road trip with her husband to pick up a dog they're adopting. And a phone chat with each of my grown boys. Oh, wait, that is what I'm doing. Good for you, Ange. You go, girl.
Arm wrestling a postal worker, said Rhonda.
What?
No.
So strange.
Really? Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm having trouble reading.
Yeah, you are.
You're in the wrong post.
Yeah, Steve, what's happening over there?
Decasing sausages morning till night.
That's
my kind of day. Okay, Donna.
Stop it.
You're not even letting me be me anymore. You know what's happened? Ever since you got jealous of the fact that I am now an arborist.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, if anybody has any arbor questions, please do call me. But you've gotten jealous and I've sensed it. And I've sensed it because you're nervous. This is insecurity that I'm going to go away. I'm going to start a business, little side hustle that's going to get extremely lucrative. And we won't have this anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
A little loud, sorry.
Yes, Steve. Yeah, that was loud.
Right past the desired effect.
So you're still really doing the poplars, huh?
Donna! I ordered a third poplar this morning.
Everything everybody said to you, you went poplar on the bit.
It's going to go poplar in the middle, flanked by two hybrid willows, flanked by two poplars. Poplar, two poplars on the edges, two hybrid willows, ostrich in the middle, and then a poplar in the very center. And I just told Grant 16 trees are getting planted in our association right now. I walked by a neighbor and they had these stick trees, you know, the ones that you look at and think that'll never grow, but I bet you they're fast growing trees and they're going to grow in no time. It's really, I think it'll be fun over the next 2 or 3 years to see what happens with these trees. Are they going to get bigger? Are they going to grow?
You know we're going to get weekly or monthly report from Steve with his measurements.
The tree report.
The tree report from Steve.
Grant, you'll be able to count.
You know, most people measure their kids.
Steve's going to be out there with the
we don't even have one of those height things in our house. You will not find me outside without a tape measure, though, because I'm going to be so... And now that I see these other jokers out there doing their YouTube updates, I know there's going to be a me 3 years down the line who's like, how fast do these poplars grow? And I'll say, I'm here to help, man.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye now.
Okay, though.
Welcome back.
What was your favorite part of today so far?
It's about to happen. I'm about 40 Steve. Seconds outside of it.
Come on. Wow.
No, you know what? I'm actually going to run into the studio and do a little some on 45's new news. And then at 1 o'clock, guess who I'm going to be talking with, Donna?
Julia Child.
Jeremy Parsons, right. Our old friend from People Magazine.
Oh, say hi.
I'll see if we can get him back on the show, too.
That sounds great. That sounds really good. All right, well, it's
New Twin Cities Live, 3 o'clock. But, you know, as always, since Julia always physically threatens me when she sees me, watch the Lori and, or listen to Lori and Julia. You know the drill.
Yeah.
Watch us listen to that.
Sing along to our Friday song.
Okay. I can't.
Colleen and Bradley are in next.